Welcome to the Lesbian Book Club with Claire Lydon. Please enjoy the podcast from My Lesbian Radio.
Hello and welcome to episode 56 of the Lesbian Book Club with me, your host, Claire Lydon. This month, I'm not going to be interviewing one single person, but rather I asked a handful of lesbian authors to tell me about their favourite books of 2019, their Christmas desires, and what they've got in store for 2020. So that's coming up, and I'll be answering all the same questions too. But first, let's see what's hot in the UK and US Amazon lesbian fiction charts, as well as finding out what is going on in the world of me. First up, the Amazon charts. And topping the charts in the US as I record this on December the 17th is Harper Bliss with her new book, Next in Line for Love. This one is the story of Ali Lennox, I don't know where she got that name, and Jill Gold, who both work for Lennox Breweries. Now, one is a long-time employee, while the other is the owner's daughter, who's called back to manage the place and in doing so, put Jill's nose royally out of joint. After all, Jill has worked there for 20 years and in strolls Ali. This one sounds like classic Harper Bliss to me, as it's an age gap romance and there aren't many in the game that do that better than her. Expect beer, nipples, angst and a whole lot of lady loving. What a better present could you give yourself this Christmas? If you want something a little more highbrow, the Booker Prize winner Bernardine Evanisto is riding high in the charts with her book Girl, Woman, Other. It's been described as a magnificent portrayal of the intersections of identity and also a moving and hopeful story of an interconnected group of black British women that paints a vivid portrait of the state of contemporary Britain. It also looks back to the legacy of Britain's colonial history in Africa and the Caribbean. The 12 characters of this multi-layered novel lead vastly different lives, and there's a few women in the LGBTQ umbrella. Amma is a newly acclaimed playwright whose work often explores her black lesbian identity, and there's also a non-binary social media influencer as well as a 93-year-old woman living on a farm in Northern England. So these unforgettable characters intersect in shared aspects of their identities, from age to race to sexuality to class. But if lesbian romance is more your things, fling yourself back into the arms of T.B. Markinson and Miranda McLeod with their latest Holly and Ivy that's still riding high in the charts. This is the story of social worker and tech genius saving each other and falling in love. And guess what? Their names are Holly and Ivy. See what they did there? Think awkward nerds, Zaylee Islanders, a goat, some other animals, and you've got the book in a nutshell. Also doing well is Marion Snow's new book, Peppermint Kiss, which is a fab title for a festive novella, actually. And this one is the story of, wait for it, character name of the month, Poinsettia Collins, Tia to her friends, who runs into her ex who cheated on her 12 years previous on Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve, imagine. However, her ex Meg is here to defend herself and tell Poinsettia, great name, it was all a big misunderstanding. Expect outrage, then simmering tensions dissolving in the midnight air, followed by a second kiss that solves it all. I don't know, I haven't read the book, but I'm guessing there'll be a hurrah at the end of it. If you want other Christmas cheer in book form, there are loads of books that are, the Amazon Lesbian charts is stuffed full of them, frankly. Notable are Emma Nichols' Christmas Bazaar, Barbara Winks' Bells Will Be Ringing, Erica Lee's A Very Miller Christmas, Melissa Therese's Forever Yours, and Amelia Andrews with her book Christmas Lights. But just have a look on Amazon or whatever you shop for books, and I'm sure that there's a lot of other books you could get. So that's the roundup for December 2019. It's the end of the year. It's nearly time to pop the champagne, burn the turkey or the tofurkey, whatever you prefer, and chop up your sprouts and bacon and eat more cheese than is reasonable for any one single person, no matter even if it is December. Are you ready? Before we get on to all the Christmas wishes of a handful of lesbian authors, let's think about what I've been up to. Well, in the last month, I've been very busy, actually. I've just tallied up what I've written so far this month, and I've written 42,000 words in 17 days, which is pretty good, seeing as though I haven't written every single one of those days. So I've got to be pleased with that. And actually today, I finished the first draft of my new book. So hooray! I'm just giving myself a pat on the back as I record this. I now have a title for this book, which is probably going to be released in, I suspect, late February, early March. But I'm saving the title up till I have a cover to match. So watch this space. But this one involves an imminent wedding, a bride who's not feeling quite so perky about her upcoming nuptials, and a bridesmaid who's at the centre of the maelstrom. The twist? She's a fake bridesmaid. The intrigue. I'm starting with the next draft of this one, the big edit where the text will hopefully crackle to life under my fingertips. I'm starting that next week, Christmas week. So I hope you're excited. I think it's shaping up to be a cracker, but not in a Christmassy kind of way. On top of that, I've got audio proofs back for my novel I released in October, Made in London. So I'll be listening to that over the Christmas period. It's narrated by Lucy Price Lewis, who's done a stellar job with the rest of my London books, so I can't wait to get stuck in. I've got to say that audio proofing your book is a bit of a painful job because you have to sit in front of your computer with the book in your hand and follow it along and listen and make sure that the narrator has got all the names right and all the words in the correct order. So it is a little bit painful. However, there is the bonus of seeing how Lucy has made this story spring to life, because she always does, and her narration always adds a lovely new dimension to my story. So I'm looking forward to that. My new website is also now up and running, so take a look if you fancy at www.clairelydon.co.uk. I'm really pleased with how this one looks. This is something that I've been working on over October and November, and it finally launched last month. And I think it's clean, pretty, fast and user-friendly. So have a look and let me know. I hope you agree. And how has my 2019 been? Well, at the beginning of this year, I decided not to make goals because I kind of forgot about them. Or the ones I made in 2018, I kind of forgot about them. And I did achieve, like, at least, I think, maybe 60, 70%. I can't remember now. But what I did do in 2019 was plan out a schedule. And by and large, I stuck to my schedule. Although I did plan to release 4 books, but I only released 3, I have written 4. So, sort of stuck to my schedule. Not quite, but I did add in things like doing websites, so I can't be too harsh on myself. But if I look at 2019 through the lens of pure finance and books sold, it's been my best year yet. So I've got to be happy with that, right? My book sales revenue was up 10%. Which is pleasing. I sold 5% more books than last year, so that's a great consolidation. And on top of that, I wrote nearly 300,000 fresh words. That was a little bit down on 2018, maybe 10%, but I'm not going to chastise myself too much because it's still a good chunk of words to get written in a year. Yeah, as I said, my aim at the start of the year was to release 4 books, but I managed 3. I can't seem to do 4 in a year. But if you listen to my other podcast, Lesbians Who Write, which I do with TB Markinson, I did say recently that my book process, start to finish to produce a book, takes 4 months from the moment I start writing to the moment I hit publish on all the platforms. So therefore 3 in a year, you know, is my natural pace. Can I up it in 2020? I don't know, but perhaps dictation is the answer, who can say? But watch this space as I go through the year. But 2019 did see me release You're My Kind, A Taste of Love and Made in London. And I also released audiobooks of London, actually, and You're My Kind. So I'm pleased with how it went. 2020 will see the launch of Made in London and A Taste of Love in audio. So I'm looking forward to that. Plus, my current work in progress will be out in ebook and print as usual. The final London book, a co-write I am doing with TB Markinson, and a Christmas novel. Yes, finally, 5 years after my last Christmas book, All I Want for Christmas, I will be releasing a Christmas novel in 2020. Better late than never. So I hope you had a great year, and I hope that you've enjoyed my Lesbian Book Club podcast this year. And join me back here in 2020 for more lesfic chat and laughs. But for now, it's on to the mini interviews, which I conducted with a handful of other lesfic authors. I hope you enjoy their answers to my 6 questions, and I've added my own at the end too. Have a fabulous Christmas, a cracking new year, and I'll see you back here in January.
Hi, my name is Jay. I live in the southwestern corner of Germany, right at the border to Switzerland and to France. I write lesbian romances in pretty much all subgenres, including historical romance and paranormal romance. My favorite lesfic of the year? Well, that's a really hard question to answer because there are so many good ones. But I would have to say Changing the Script by Lee Winter was one of my favorites this year because it's well written, it has interesting, likable characters and witty dialogue. My favorite festive lesfic book is Chasing a Brighter Blue by Cherry Hill. Because, I mean, you can't go wrong with a Cherry Hill book. And because it's a book about family, and that's what the holidays are all about for me. What am I hoping for from Santa? Well, I'll reveal my inner geek here by saying my favorite presents are books, fountain pens, ink, and notebooks. My favorite thing to eat or drink at Christmas would be gingerbread with hot chocolate. And my publishing plans for next year include a romance novella, but knowing me, it might end up a novel. And I'll also write a third novel in the Portland Police Bureau series. And I plan on getting the rest of my novels out as audiobooks. Happy holidays, everyone.
Hi, everyone. My name is Lisa Gold, and I live in Nottingham in the United Kingdom. I'm a romance writer. I'd actually class my books as travel romance, not sure if that's a thing, but I like to set my books in different places and countries around the world. My favourite lesfic book this year was Coming Home by KJ. I really enjoyed reading it. It was funny, it had great dialogue, felt really authentic. So KJ, if you hear this, I loved your book. My favourite festive lesfic book this year, I haven't read any apart from, well, I have definitely read my friend Casey Lark's The Naughty List, and I loved that one. So Casey is not just because it's the only one I read, I actually really enjoyed it. It's a very sexy short read, and I can recommend it to anyone who needs an injection of heat in the cold winter months. What am I hoping for from Santa? I don't really need much stuff in my life, but I'd be very happy with sunshine, love and inspiration for 2020. I mean, that's a lot to ask for, actually. So I think I'll just stick with that. What's my favourite thing to eat for Christmas? I actually like Asian, Mexican and Italian food, and I eat mainly vegetarian, so traditional Christmas food isn't really my thing. But I like mulled wine, so that's Christmassy. I'm also not going home for Christmas this year, so I think it'll be fairly healthy whatever I'll be eating. Homemade tacos, maybe? What are my publishing plans for next year? Well, lots of stuff is happening next year. First of all, translations. I want my books to be for everyone, and so I've got some amazing people working on that. But it's a slow and steady process, of course. So Living will be out in Spanish and Hindi in 2020. I'm super excited about that. And I'm currently also looking for a Mandarin translator. Western Shores, number 4 in the Compass series, will be out in January. It was supposed to be released in December, but after my trip to Northern California, where the book is set, I was finally inspired and deleted 30,000 words from a manuscript and started most chapters over. So it's taking a little longer. It's about Madison, Hannah's half-sister, that's Hannah from the previous books, who is about to start her first job and rents a pink house in Capitola from her landlord, Ali, who is straight and 16 years older. It's a sweet and light age gap romance. After that, I'll be publishing Madeline Taylor's next erotic novella, which will be out in February. It's called Online. And just like The Good Girl, the heat has turned up high, so I hope my readers will enjoy that. Then my wife and I are taking a trip to Rome while I work on the next book, which I have no doubt will be super inspiring. And after the Rome book, I'm going to the Middle East, where I'll be meeting up with closeted lesbians, either single or married to men. And I want to write a book from their perspective, exploring things like religion, family values, beliefs, freedom, etc. And this is definitely what I'm most excited about next year. Other than that, in July, I'm attending GCLS in New Mexico, and I'm looking forward to catching up with my author friends. After that, I have more plans, but they're less concrete, so I don't really want to say too much about it now. Oh, wait, I forgot part 5 in the Compass series, because, of course, that will be out next year, too. I know that it makes no sense for a Compass series to have 5 books instead of 4, but I couldn't finish the series without Hannah and Christine getting married, so that will also happen. In Norway, by the way, where it all began. So yeah, I have this thing for full circles. Just nice when everything makes sense. Wow, that was a lot of talking. If it's okay, I'd just like to take the opportunity at the end of the year to thank my readers who have made this all possible for me. Honestly, I have no idea how much I appreciate the support of each and every one of you. And I'd also like to thank my team, and especially Claire Jarrett, my friend and editor, who's always with me every step of the way. So have a great Christmas, everyone, and I hope 2020 will bring you all the love and happiness you deserve.
Hi guys, I'm lesbian romance author Melissa Therese, and I'm from a lovely city in the northwest of England called Liverpool. My favourite lesfic of the year would have to be Jordan Kelly's The Truth About Eve. Now, I know some of you won't have read it because the first 2 books in the series feature male-female relationships pretty heavily, but they are definitely worth picking up. If you can stick it out, you should be reading it right now. For me, this was the perfect end to the Eve and Lainey story, a story which was so up and down over the 3 books, and it had so much going on. I just had to take a moment to breathe, to stop, to cry. I'm not sure anyone could have asked for a better ending, but I do still want more of them, and I think I'll always want more of them. My favourite festive lesfic is not a new one, but it's one that I've only very recently read, Claire Lydon's All I Want for Christmas. I don't know why I didn't pick this up before, but I'd certainly made up for that by reading the entire book in a day. Not everyone wants to read about a character kissing someone they really shouldn't be kissing, but anyone who knows me knows I live for angst in my writing and my reading. If it's not making my belly ache, it's not for me. I definitely got that feeling with All I Want for Christmas, and then throw in Claire's wit, and it's just a perfect story. Tori and Holly, for me, they had a great ending. Even if Tori had the opportunity to bed a firefighter, I was more than pleased with her choice in the end. Cheating is bad. Very, very bad. Unless it's filling my little angsty heart, of course. What am I hoping for from Santa? Well, I wouldn't say no to a puppy. I've thrown the hint more than once, but I'm really not expecting one under the tree. So I'll settle for lots of books and maybe some perfume to add to the ridiculous collection I already have. My favourite thing to eat at Christmas is definitely cheese. All the cheese, dippy, non-dippy, and not fussy. We usually spend several nights on the couch with a mountain of different cheeses, dips, fresh ham, crackers, and then my partner usually looks at me with disgust when I open a snowball, but it's a family tradition, one that I've got to stick to. But when I'm not sipping on a snowball, Jack Daniels does me just fine. My publishing plans for next year are actually pretty organised for once in my life. I have the sequel to The Arrangement coming out at the beginning of 2020. I then have plans to release again in April. That one will involve a tattoo artist who's having a pretty rubbish time at the moment. And it will also involve some characters from a previous book, but it can of course be read as a standalone. And I'm about to start outlining my summer release, which will centre around a women's football team. And I know it's what people want, so I'm hoping I'll do it justice. Guys, I truly hope you have a wonderful Christmas, and thank you for picking up my books this year. It really does mean the world. I'll see you all in 2020 for tons more lesfic.
I'm Claire Ashton, and I live in the Midlands, UK. And I write romances between women, whether they be late-blooming lesbians, certain from birth, bi, pan, just a bit queer. My favourite les figure this year, Breathe by Carrie Hunter. Now, I'm a massive fan of Carrie Hunter's and her crime novel Alias is one of my all-time favourites. Breathe is Carrie at her fluffiest. It's a romance. Although we're still talking hardy northern lass heroines here, one in the police and the other a paramedic. The thing I like about her books and the couples is they never lose touch with reality. This time the pair end up having a date out in a car outside B&Q, I think, sipping a McFlurry. And I think that's what makes Carrie's books stay with you, those vivid touches of reality from the snippets of the vernacular. Lots of northern swearing and the heroine's wobbly thighs and love of pies. Right, favourite festive lesbian book? I love snowy settings for books, and whether it's like Scandi Crime or a winter romance like Karen Kornmaker's Painted Moon or Gold by E.J. Noyes. I haven't managed to read that many Christmas romances, but it all goes a bit bonkers this time of year because we have two kids and I don't seem to have time to read. But this year, I've managed to read Georgia Beer's One Walk in Winter, which has a really great festive feel, loads of chemistry, lovely romance, so that's my choice. What am I hoping for from Santa? Ooh, a bottle of Lagavulin whiskey, because it's bloody expensive, quite frankly. Please, Sandra Radler's Scottish distillery from me. Favourite thing to eat and drink at Christmas? I love Christmas dinner, mainly because I don't have to cook it. I do most of the meals during the year because my wife has a very long day at work and I'm home with the kids. She's a great cook, so we get the whole works, you know, turkey, bread, sauce, stuffing, peas and blankets. So that's what I'm looking forward to this year. Publishing plans for next year. We'll just get a book out. I must be the first writer in the genre, but I'm two-thirds of the way through a romance, which I'm loving writing, and hopefully it will be out in spring.
Hello, I'm Jen Silver, and I live in West Yorkshire in England, just north of Manchester and a long way south of Scotland. I write mainly contemporary romance. My only deviation from this was when I delved into some BDSM in Changing Perspectives, now out on audio, by the way. I have read some great books this year, so it's hard to name just one. However, I will go with Playing with Fire by Leslie Davis. I hadn't come across this author before, but after seeing her read at the Bold Strokes Festival in June, I bought the book. It is the third in a series, so after reading it, I read the first two, and then read Playing with Fire again. Wonderful characters with a whole supportive community, and a lovely butch femme romance. The next question on Claire's list asks, which is my favourite festive lesbic book? That's quite hard to say. So this is going to sound really sycophantic, but it just happens to be It Had to Be You by one Claire Lydon. This book is available free when you sign up to Claire's newsletter on her website. So not only is it free, but it's a great story too. It starts as an age gap romance and leads into a second chance one, with a magnificent portrayal of the family Christmas day from hell. I'm hoping that Santa is bringing me the second book in Philip Pullman's Book of Dust series. It's called The Secret Commonwealth. If it's as lengthy as the first book, it should keep me quiet for a day or two. My favourite thing to drink at Christmas, or any time of the year, is champagne. The real thing, not that fizzy white wine called Prosecco. And to eat, it's not turkey, but I do like stuffing and mince pies. Who ate all the pies? It was I. My next novel is due out in March, published by Affinity Rainbow Publications. The working title is Country Living. A bit prosaic, perhaps, but I haven't come across anything else that suits the story. It's set mainly in the Hebden Bridge area where I live, and there are some very naughty bits in it. My second audiobook should be out about the same time. Recording for my debut novel, Starting Over, is due to start in January with narrator Nicola Victoria Vincent. We met the other day over coffee for me, Earl Grey tea with milk, yuck, for her, to discuss the characters and potential voices for each one. I'm really looking forward to how this story will sound. Thank you, Claire, for inviting me to take part in this festive edition of the Lesbian Book Club. Merry Christmas, one and all.
I am S.R. Silcox, and you can call me Sel. I write sweet girl likes girl romances for tweens and young adults. And I'm currently flitting between Cooloola, where I live, and Agnes Water, where my wife is working. They're both on the coast of Queensland, so the only real difference is the view. My favourite lesfic of the year? I tend to read more young adult fiction, and my favourite is the one I've just finished, actually, called Amelia Westlake by Erin Goff. It's set in a posh private school and sees a misfit bad girl teaming up with the school prefect to fight injustices in their school using a phantom student. And it's a rom-com, so of course they fall in love along the way. It's a great balance of fun, cringe and lightheartedness. And of course it's Australian, which I absolutely love. My favourite Christmas lesfic of all time has to be All I Want for Christmas by Claire Lydon. I am a huge sucker for the It Was Always You romance trope. And setting it against the backdrop of Christmas, I am all in on that. What do I want from Santa? I'm hoping for a PlayStation 4. It's time to upgrade my PS2, but I'm not sure if I've been able to convince my wife yet. I'll be happy with clothes vouchers, though, because I only go shopping once or twice a year. My favourite thing to eat and drink at Christmas. Christmas in Australia is during summer, so we tend to eat a lot of cold foods. My mum's potato salad is a staple at our Christmas lunches. It is the perfect combo of bacon, potato, eggs and mayonnaise and goes great with seafood ham and cold roast chicken. That gets washed down with an ice cold beer or two. And I don't have a favourite one at the moment. I'll take anything really as long as it's cold. My publishing plans for next year. Book 3 in my Alice Henderson series is due out in February, if I can get it finished in time. And a new Girls of Summer Young Adult romance will be due around May or June. After that, in the second half of the year, I'm looking at launching a new pen name for adult lesfic with a romance and possibly a mystery. So we'll have to wait and see.
Hi, I'm Jodie Clare and I'm from Wales. I write in a variety of genres, including romantic comedies, but I'm best known for my high-concept thriller series, the Above and Beyond series. My favourite book of the year isn't exactly lesfic, but it's LGBT+, and that's Julie Cohen's Lewis and Louise. I'm going to pick it because Julie uses a fresh take on a parallel narrative, as Lewis and Louise are the same bisexual character but in male and female forms. The narratives are intertwined with the third POV, which is a dual experience, which uses an inclusive pronoun. It's done in Julie's own wonderful and unique touch, and I think that most people who read it would really enjoy how she pulls you to think in different ways. And she's always well worth a read, so I hope you enjoy. My favourite festive book is Jerry Hill's Snowfalls, because Jerry's the first author I read in the genre, and this book shows off her ability to produce a really fun chemistry between characters, which I think is her trademark. I loved that the main character was this big Pulitzer Prize winning author, and she rescues the woman who's on her way to a writing conference and is writing her first book, yet really has no idea about the credentials of her rescuer, which makes for some really humorous moments. Jerry's love for nature and her passion for writing it give it this vivid essence, and I think that it's one of the reasons why she's so popular, in the fact that she's able to do it in a picturegraphic way, cinematic in a sense, and it was something I wanted to encapsulate when I write my Above and Beyond series, which is also based in America. I'm lucky that I already live with Sandy Paws, so what I'd like for Christmas from my beloved Ferb, the Golden Retriever, is to give me a big hug and a waggy tail. That'll be nice. My favourite thing to eat is the same thing all year round, really, because it's Hem's cheesecake, which I probably eat too much of, and I think it's starting to show, but never mind, we'll go with it. She makes a well-loved Bailey's version, but my favourite is the gluten-free, lactose-free lemon version. I like drinking a warm lactose-free milk too. There's a dairy theme, go with it. So if you leave out the dog biscuits for Ferb, when he heads down the chimney, as Sandy pours, I'll come with him for the milk. Just don't blame me if I get soot on the floor, because it's really hard squeezing down a chimney after a suited and bearded canine. My publishing goal will be to get two books out. Hayfield Manor, which is a romantic intrigue, atmospheric style Cluedo feel with the PI who is trying to solve a series of murders in a grand English estate. She happens to fall in love with a very abrupt and aloof owner, who is also the main suspect. It gives me a chance to show off some of my policing experiences and my love of law, so I hope that people enjoy that. the characters also have a more intense chemistry between each other than in different in my other works, so I'm really looking forward to seeing how people respond to them. The second book I'm going to try and bring out is Full Circle, book 7 of the Above and Beyond series. My long-suffering yet very cheering and supportive readership have been waiting for it since book 6 was left on a very mean cliffhanger, and I've taken absolutely ages to get them book 7. But I promise it's because I want it to be the best book yet. And I'm really excited about how it's now starting to sort of have all the bells and whistles and feel really good. So I hope that people enjoy it and it's well worth the wait. So thanks to Claire. Thank you for letting me be on your podcast. Thank you for listening to me. And I hope that you have a great Christmas filled with love, laughter and light.
Finally, it's me with my festive picks for the year. So my favourite lesbian fiction book of this year has to be Kate Davis, In at the Deep End. Now, it's not often a novel makes me stay up all night and wish it would never end, but this book did that. In at the Deep End, it's traditionally published, which is interesting because when I first started publishing, traditional publishing didn't want anything to do with lesbian fiction or lesbian romance, but now they're beginning to realise that there is a market. And so it's interesting to see books coming out by authors. And this one really is a fantastic read. It's like an updated Bridget Jones with a lesbian lead. It's a tale of real life queer London. It's funny, it's smart, it's touching, and it includes enough fisting to make your eyes water. I really can't recommend it highly enough. My favourite lesfic Christmas book, I think I've got two top ones. They are probably Jerry Hill, Chasing a Bride's Blue. But as Jay's already picked that one, I'm going to go for my other one, which is Georgia Beer's Fresh Tracks. I love this one. It's an ensemble piece and I've read it quite a few times and it holds up even after all those. It's not a new book, but it centres around a group of friends getting together at Amy's cabin in the woods for the week between Christmas and New Year, that bit of Neverland, that hinterland where no one quite knows what they're doing and everyone's eating too much cheese. There's romance, there's heartbreak for couples and singles, along with Amy's pesky 20-something niece, Darby, who has a crush on Amy's friend, Molly. So I think there's about six main characters in this one. You'll feel the highs and the lows of the holidays and the couples involved. And the sex scene near the end where Laura is, or Sophie, one of the two singles, is having a sex dream and wakes up Sophie or Laura, whoever the other one is, and asks if she can finish her off. Well, you've just got to stand back and applaud such a bit of writing, haven't you? This is a brilliant book I've loved for years, and I defy you not to feel the same. In fact, I want to go to that cabin. I want to go to it, and I want to have Christmas in between Christmas and New Year with these people, but it only exists in Georgia Beer's head. Isn't that a crime? What am I hoping for from Santa? This year, I'm hoping for a new scarf. How dull is that? other than that, just some maybe a nice new sort of notepad or pen. I mean, I'm so predictable, aren't I, as a writer? But yeah, I'm not hoping for very much. I've got most of everything I need. And I've just rediscovered going to the library, so I don't even need a Kindle voucher particularly. My favourite thing to eat and drink at Christmas, I really like pigs in blankets, sort of sausages wrapped in bacon. I really like mince pies and custard. In fact, anything with custard is brilliant. And I really like seafood, which I never used to get when I was growing up. But my wife is Australian and introduced me to seafood at Christmas. And I think that's what we're planning to have this year. To drink, I'm pretty much drink anything, me. A bit of fizzy wine, some champagne. That's nice with seafood. I like a bit of mulled wine with a mince pie. My publishing plans for next year, well, I've already kind of laid them out, haven't I, earlier in the podcast. So they are to publish the book I'm working on at the moment, which should be out in March. I'm going to say March. Then I'm going to do a co-write with TB Markinson. I'm going to write a Christmas book for the end of the year. And I'm hoping to get the very final London book out, book 7. And that will be the end of the series. And then I'll have to start a new series, which is very exciting indeed. So I hope you have a great Christmas and New Year. And I'll see you back here in 2020. That's the end of this Lesbian Book Club. So this is me, Claire Lydon, signing off. If you'd like to dip into any of my books, the London Romance series, the All I Want series, or any of my 6 standalones, just head on over to www.clairelydon.co.uk and you can find out all about my books there and all about my podcasts. I do this one and also Lesbians Who Write with TB Markinson. You can also find my books and audiobooks on all the major platforms: Amazon, Apple, Kobo, Google, Bella, Barnes & Noble. Anywhere that books and audiobooks are sold, I'll be there. If you'd like to sign up to my mailing list and get a free Christmas novella, It Had to Be You, just head on over to www.clairelydon.co.uk and sign up on the front page. Thanks so much to Denise for hosting and producing this podcast. It's much appreciated. And join me in January when I will be going through my goals for the year and interviewing a host more authors.